A remote corner of Northeast Iceland is a setting for our GeoQuiz today. We want you to name this region of wilderness and farmland that's located along the Jökulsá-Fjöllin. That's Iceland's second longest river, and it looks out on the Arctic Ocean. That's why a Chinese millionaire businessman wants to build a luxury hotel and eco-resort there. Oh, and a golf course, too. His bid isn't going over so well. Many Icelanders are skeptical of any plan to sell wilderness land to a foreign investor. Others say it's a curious setting for a round of golf, since there's snow for all but 3 or 4 months of the year. And did we mention it's cold? The local weather station there holds Iceland's low temperature record. So we'll hear more about the controversial Chinese investor and his real estate scheme when we reveal the answer in just a bit. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A wealthy Chinese businessman wants to build a multi-million-dollar luxury hotel and eco-resort. That's not so surprising, perhaps, but it's where the resort would be located that's generating some controversy. The proposed site is in a remote wilderness area of Iceland, the one we asked about in our GeoQuiz. Thora Arnósdóttir is a news editor at Icelandic National Broadcasting. Thora, what is the location of this proposed 155 miles of wilderness where this Chinese businessman wants to build?
Well, it's in the northern east part of Iceland. It's called Grímsstaðir á Fjöllum, which literally means Grímsstaðir in the mountains, which maybe is an indication of what kind of place it is. You know, during wintertime, I mean, from October until April, there is more or less snow, for example.
So the region of Grímsstaðir is the answer we were looking for. You gave a few extra syllables, but that only indicates it's in the mountains, right?
Yes.
So tell us what you know about the investor and how much is he prepared to spend to acquire this tract of wilderness. It's 155 square miles.
He seems to be ready to spend quite a lot of money. And his name is Hwang Nubo. He was born poor, but after graduation, he started working for the Communist Party in China and probably still is. He's been working in the propaganda ministry. And has this huge company that has been building up, a big travel industry. And the twist here is that this Mr. Nubo, he has an Icelandic roommate during his university years in China, in Beijing. And this roommate is the husband of our former prime minister.
Oh, no kidding. It's a small world.
No kidding, no. So they have been in touch. They've gone to the North Pole together, for example. And suddenly he comes here and says, I'm prepared to invest millions and millions of dollars in the travel industry.
Right. Well, it would be a big cash deal for Iceland, worth at least $9 million. And it comes at a time when Iceland's economy, I guess, could use some robust foreign investment. Does it worry you that it could open the door for a sell-off of your country during a bad economic slump?
That's the point. After the big crisis, or the crash in 2008, the Icelandic people is quite burned, you might say. Yes, we really do need some FDI, but we don't
some
really
investment.
Want it.
Yeah.
Foreign direct investment, yes. But it is very important to know, where does the money come from? What are the intentions? Iceland is a country of 300,000 people. It's a tiny little island.
Right.
And it makes you think, so can it be that they have some long-term goals that we're not aware of?
And what do you think? Do they have long-term goals you're not aware of?
The Chinese always have long-term goals.
Mm.
And the route in the North Atlantic region with the melting of the snow cap in the North Pole is going to open up. And we're in the perfect spot for ships sailing over this new route. So it's definitely going to be important for them to be in good relations with both Greenland and Iceland.
What's it like up there? What do you know about this part of Icelandic wilderness? What does it look like?
It's very remote. I mean, you can go there in summertime, and it's beautiful. It's close to some of our biggest national parks, but a luxury hotel with 300 rooms and a golf course that can be played maybe only 3-4 months a year. It wouldn't be my first pick if I were to pick a place for a huge luxury hotel, but maybe it's just because we lack the imagination.
Is this an issue that's generating a lot of debate in Iceland right now?
Yes, it is. Because one side is, why should we have prejudices against him just because he's Chinese? And the other one says, well, you know what? We really have to know where the money has come from. It's important. We have to show some kind of morality, even though we need some direct investment. And we have to take care of our land. We have to take care of our natural resources.
What is the concern about where Mr. Huang's money comes from?
It's mainly because of his tight connections to the Communist Party, which means to the ruling government in China.
Right.
So you can ask, is it him making an investment or is it the Chinese government buying up land?
Þóra Arnarsdóttir, news editor at Icelandic National Broadcasting in Reykjavik. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
No problem.